All right, so you've played point. You've played off the ball as well. You were talking to somebody else about getting into a rhythm in terms of your jump shot. Do you find it easier to get into a rhythm playing off the ball or playing point, or does it matter to you?
Honestly, I think I'll get into a rhythm. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but I think that I'll be able to get more catch and shoot, more of like my practice shots in off the ball, because if, you know, somebody come off a ball screen, he has to go tag, he throws it back, and I catch it. It's going right up. If the person's running at me, I don't see him. So, I think that's going to be the easiest way for me to get probably warmed up. But, I mean, always, I like to warm up with layups always, or free throws. Hopefully I get to the free throw line, get some free throws, and get the jump shot warmed up, get the form right. But I think that's also going to come in the preparation of before games. I always shoot 2 hours before the game, warming up my shot and get that ready. So hopefully in the game it's just knockdown.
The thing about this K-State team that makes you guys so unique is you basically have three, maybe even four guys that are capable of playing point guard. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer to play the point or off the ball, or does it matter to you at all, just in terms of overall?
It doesn't matter. Sometimes I like to play the point, but I like to play off the ball because I like to keep the defensive guessing when I off a catch, like off a, just a catch and rip, or a catch and shoot, or catch and drive and kick. You know, I think I'm pretty really good and quick off of that. So I mean, when you bring up the ball, all 10 eyes is on you off the jump. So you know, if I start without the ball, then it's not on me. So I mean, that's the biggest thing.
So your freshman year, you shoot 40% from downtown. Last year, 36%, even with all the finger issues that you had. So how are you feeling about your jump shot this season?
Amazing. I want to shoot 45. I want to lead college with a 40 or above. You know, I think that'd be really good. The plan is to do that. And I feel like the way I've been working, preparing and stuff like that is very possible. 50 maybe, hopefully. That's the plan. 50, that means one miss, the other going in. I like that. So I'm excited.
Are you a numbers guy? Are you tracking that?
Yeah. I want to be very efficient. So, I mean, I know the biggest thing with me last year was if I missed one or two, I didn't shoot another one, because it was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, you know, but basketball isn't always about that. You know, I mean, you gotta keep taking shots, especially when you're capable. And I understand now that, you know, every day is not going to be a good shooting day. When the greatest shooter in the world, Steph Curry, can go 1-for-11, then you like, damn, like 1-for-11, he's supposed to be knocked down. But if he could do that, then a 1-for-5 is nothing for me, when I know I'm a good shooter as well. So
I heard somebody earlier ask you about your weight right now. You said you've dropped a few pounds. What can that do for you in terms of your balance and elevation?
I feel like it's just going to make me feel more springy. I know I knew at 200 I could jump the same way I could jump now. But
what are you now?
183.
So you lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. I feel more comfortable, though. I feel like I'm a little quicker speed-wise, can get lower. Less, you mean like people slide off me or something like that. So it's just you know, finding little things and just looking at you know, great guards before me. None of them were really that big. Even, you know, people like, you know, like one of my guys, Ja, he was 170, 160. You know, guards aren't big in the league or you know, that's really good. So I mean, I just wanted to be a little smaller.
So you're going into your junior season. You redshirted your freshman year. Mm-hmm. So for K-State fans, it feels like you're one of those guys that's already been at K-State for like a decade, which is a good thing. You know, you look down on paper, and it's like, he's only a junior. He's been there forever. So talk about your leadership role and just your experience.
I've been with the program when we lost by 30 to the bottom team in the 12, and it was looking real bad. That was my freshman year when I redshirted, but I've been a part of when the program brought back up, and it is what it is today. But I say, just, you know, from a plans perspective, all I know is winning. And my first year playing, we did Elite Eight. Second year, we went Big 12. So it's just, you know, upholding that status, because, you know, that's what I want to be known as. When I came to K-State, all I did was win. And I want to be, like, I mean, we had, like, when I first got there, I mean, first got to K-State, and we had our first game in Bramlage, they got this little sign. Well, they got this picture. They got a bunch of pictures on the walls in the locker room, and one of them, it says, like, the senior class with the most wins. I'm trying to get the most wins, my class. So, I mean, hopefully we could do it, huh? So
does that count if you redshirt? Those wins count?
That's I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Facts.
I don't think they do, because I talked about that with JO.
I don't think they do, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I think
my freshman year wouldn't count. You get 35.
Facts. 35 would be crazy.
It could happen.
35 is winning all 30.
Yeah.
That's one. Then five in the.
Because I think
we only have
a few offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So, K-State's killing it right now in recruiting. The class that you guys just brought in, the class that they're setting up for 2020. As players, when guys are coming in on visits, what's your role in assisting this staff with recruits?
My biggest thing is I'm a realist, and I want players to go to the best school that they feel is best for them, and I let them know what we're about. And if you're willing to come here, then you agree about what we about, and I let them know that this is a very blue collar school. Like we work, we're dogs, and we're gonna grind it. We're gonna run. We're gonna play defense, and some games is gonna be real tough. Like, and we're in a Big 12. You came to a tough conference. Nothing is sweet about this conference. So I let them know that, and then I let them know the other side. Like, hey. It ain't much out here. It ain't really like a crazy party joint. So you better be here and working, grinding. It's gonna be basketball, basketball, basketball. So that's the biggest thing. And those guys that are all about basketball come there. And that's why the recruiting class is really well, because they understand that. And those that came on a visit had a very fun time, and understood what we was about.
So speaking of grinding. I've been following K-State basketball for 20-some years. K-State's always been terrible on the road until you guys came in. What are you guys able to do to win games on the road in Big 12?
I'm not going to lie to you. We like road games better than home games. I really enjoy going to another team's gym and beating them. Like, it's nothing sweeter than that. Like, you came to my house and did that. Like, that junk is just, we road dogs. That's what we was always doing. Before in the huddle, we, like, every time. Like, and then when we come in the locker room, it's just, we so hype. And that's the biggest thing. And I think last year we actually played better on the road than we did at home, right? Yeah, so I mean, but hopefully we played just as good, but both ways. That's the plan. But
I don't want to get you guys in trouble. How bad do you want to win in Allen Fieldhouse?
I said that's on my list. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's on my list. I had a great chance my freshman year.
Yeah.
Missed out on that, huh? And sophomore.
Yeah.
Whoa, no, we did not. Last year we did not. We lost by like 15 points. Yeah, your freshman. I mean, my freshman. Yeah.
Two last three went down to the final.
I was just saying my plan.
I got you.
Yeah, facts. But definitely. That's something that we haven't. I mean, before this, we didn't beat KU at our house to 4 years. So I know Allen is probably like 8-9 years. So I always like to make history. We've been doing that the last 2 years, and I plan on continuing to do that.
Yeah, it's been a while. Allen Fieldhouse. You guys preseason picked 9th. Does that add fuel to the fire? Give you another chip on the shoulder?
We always been underdogs. We was picked, I think, 7th or 6th last year. We won a Big 12. So I mean. The biggest thing is just, you know, being successful. Success is going to be based on, we have our own definition of success. And hope if we accomplish that, then we're going to be straight and good. And, of course, we want to win another Big 12 back-to-back, of course. And I think we're very capable of doing that.
You like the new uniforms?
Oh, for sure. I like the new uniforms. I like them. I like the purple look. I heard we got a new little script one. I want to see what that one talking about. See what they talking about.
You guys are going to have a lot of uniforms.
Yeah. Uniforms is just a little part of it. But what I will say is that we have not lost in the Lavenders yet.
Right.
That's a fact. So hopefully we keep that up. Yeah, I like the Lavenders. I really do. So hopefully we keep that up.
All right, man.